Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran. Came less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. He was a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats would leave the country within 48 hours. A rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis erupted Saturday shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of al-Nimr. 46 others were also executed, triggering international outrage and warnings of grave repercussions for the Saudi royal family. Mauritanian authorities are searching for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in a plot to assassinate President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. Unidentified prisoner was arrested in 2011 in a plot claimed by al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. A Sudan opposition leader said her party will honor an African Union invitation to hold talks in Ethiopia with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government for a national dialogue intended to resolve the country's problems. The dialogue launched last year by President Bashir is currently being held in Sudan. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today near the borders of Bangladesh and Myanmar. AFP reporting at least 6 people were killed and dozens more were injured by falling debris and a rush to get out of the buildings. This is VOA News.